Welcome to everyone on this Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, January the 10th, 2021, where we continue to gather in love for one another from the safety of our homes. My name is Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. Today, we celebrate baptism, so I invite you to gather a small dish of water to remember your own baptism this morning. Some announcements in the lives of the congregation. We remember in our prayers this morning lifelong Zion member Eileen Hartung, who died on January the 7th after a short stay at St. Mary's Hospital in Kitchener. Visitation will take place at the Feuther Franklin Funeral Home in Wellesley from 2 to 4 p.m. on Monday, January the 11th. Please call the funeral home ahead of time to book a time to attend the visitation if you wish to go. A private service will take place on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the funeral home, with burial to follow in Zion's cemetery. We also remember Ruth Little, sister of David Deering and a relative of many in the congregation here at Zion, who also died on January the 7th. After a battle with cancer. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May Eileen and Ruth rest in peace. Amen. The messenger was sent out by email on Friday, and if you receive a paper copy, it should arrive in your mailbox next week. Just a reminder that our go-to meeting coffee hour takes place at 11 o'clock today. Please consider joining us. As usual, the invitation is sent out weekly with the link to the service today. And thank you so much for your monetary support and prayers in 2020. Zion ended the year on a positive note, for which we are so grateful. Let us now take a moment to gather our hearts and minds for worship. We begin with a thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. As I pour the water in the font this morning, you may at this time dip your fingers into your jar, your glass of water or your bowl of water, and make the sign of the cross on your forehead to remember your baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promises and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be honor, to you be given honor and praise, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Holy God, Creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gathering song this morning is from the ELW, hymn number 304, Christ, when for us you were baptized.